And let's talk sport with Brent Costello from WinTV. Hello, mate.
Hey, Darren, how are you?
All right, you went to the cricket last night at Bellerive?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was interesting. Good to have some live sport back in Tasmania. Obviously, different protocols of COVID are in place. You've got a ticket for a row, not a seat, so you sit anywhere you like, and plenty of sanitizer and just a few noticeable things. But all in all, a good night out, and not too much has changed, which is good.
Right, so they got off to a rocky start with the openers out for Ducks. I thought, gee, crikey, what's going on here? And but they got the win, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a great start, was it, when you see our international Will Jacks go out for a duck and Darcy Short wasn't too far behind him. You thought, oh boy, this could be an early night. But they recovered really well. Tim David was outstanding. Colin Ingram was outstanding as well to set us up for a decent total in the end. The Sixers are really cruising in the chase, and you thought, you know, they were going to get the runs pretty quickly too. Yeah. When they had 178, and they got the bonus point, that's one of the new rules, so that they reached that pretty easily, the target they needed to inside 10 overs to get that bonus point. So I don't mind that rule. They walk away with a point now, the Sixers. The Hurricanes get the three. So it just gives teams that extra chance to get a few points on the board. But yeah, once James Vince got out for the Sixers, they fell in a bit of a heap, and our bowlers really stepped up. Faulkner was great, Meredith was great, Ellis and Butler, they all did pretty well, the bowlers. So a great win to start the tournament, 16-run win. Our next game's on Sunday against the Strikers at Blunston. So it set us up really well, particularly given the outs we've got. No Matthew Wade, no Ben McDermott, and three of our internationals haven't arrived yet in David Milan, Sandeep Lamashane, and Kemo Paul. So it's a great win, really.
Hmm. So that game on Sunday down there, that's an afternoon game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So yeah. A really good time slot for the kids. It would have been a late one last night. I think I got home about 11:30. So, yeah, the afternoon slot's really good for families, and I reckon we'll see a bigger crowd there on Sunday.
Yeah, and the Hurricanes head to UTAS in Launceston on Tuesday night, 7:15 start, Hurricanes versus the Strikers in the BBL. All right, let's stay with cricket. Australia A, another game starting today against India at the SCG, and a big opportunity for some batters in particular to get in a test team.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's unbelievable, really, the opportunities that are there at the moment. It's interesting. I mean, Matty Wade could be an ideal opener for the Australian team, I reckon. And maybe that's what they'll do, because Cameron Green's obviously knocking on the door, and that could be a solution for him, for Green to come in at six and maybe bump Matty Wade up the order. But the problem that would put Wade in is that when Warner's ready to come back in Pekowski, that might squeeze him out if Green does well. So it's a tricky one. Yeah, so Pekowski still in doubt, obviously. Warner's ruled out of that first test, and hopefully he'll be right for Boxing Day. So, yeah, it's a really good audition for some of these guys in this game.
I heard Alan Border throw Sean Marsh's name up in the air.
Yeah, the other day. I know. How many times are we going to go back to the Sean Marsh well? A great player, but, you know, is he the future? Probably not. So
no.
I think we're better off sticking with what we're going to do, I think.
Yeah, well, and surely they've got to pick a player that's actually playing in this Australia A game. I mean, that's the whole,
exactly.
It's the whole point of it. Yeah, so.
Yeah, exactly right. Yep.
All right, well, that'll be a good game to watch, Australia A versus a pretty full-strength India team. Right, let's go to the AFL draft. So we missed out on Wednesday night with the picks, but we got a couple of boys through the rookie draft.
Yeah, we did, which was good. It was a long night Wednesday night, waiting for some of these guys' names to be read, and they weren't by the 11:30, I think it wrapped up. It was extraordinary how long it went down the night. But, yeah, we woke up a little bit nervous yesterday, but, yeah, getting two done is really good. Paddy Walker got taken with pick two to North Melbourne. He's a winger from North Hobart, a really good junior player, so fantastic he gets an opportunity. And the other one was Isaac Chugg from Launceston and went to Collingwood at pick 28. He's a bit of a surprise. We're more looking at Jackson Callow and Ollie Davis and Sam Collins. So he's a bit of a left field one, but certainly has not put a foot wrong for Launceston this year. Played in the Blues Premiership team and has cemented his spot on that side after being dropped after round one, fought back after missing four or five games at senior level and got back in the team. So really well deserved, and just disappointed for the guys that didn't get picked up, because someone like Ollie Davis wins a best and fairest at Clarence, wins a league rising star in the team of the year. You can't really do much more than that, and has missed out. So I think next year we'll see a lot of 19-year-olds get drafted, some of the ones that have missed out this year, because the good news is, too, they'll be able to play in the NAB League, and that's moved to an under-19 competition as opposed to an under-18 comp. So before we could only have about 3 or 4 overage players. Now it's sort of open slather, so these guys are certainly not over for them yet.
Righto. Let's go to WNBL. What's happening there?
Yeah, not long to go in the WNBL. I think a final start next week, which is exciting. We had a couple of games yesterday. It was the Capitals over the Lynx, 96-69. And Southside, who are top of the table at the moment, got the job done against Sydney Uni Flames, 81-77. So if we do look at the table, Southside on top, as I say, with 10 wins, 2 losses. The Capitals are next with 9 wins, 3 losses. Boomers and Townsville round out the top 4. So it's a pretty tight comp at the moment.
Indeed it is. And F1, this is not a tight comp because Hamilton's just, he's almost unbeatable. So he's back for the final round this weekend. It's the F1 Grand Prix in Abu Dhabi. So he's recovered from his coronavirus. So he'll be favourite for that event, I would reckon, to finish off the season with a win. The world champ, Lewis Hamilton.
We spoke about him winning the F1 back in February.
Was that one? I know, right. Yeah. It's just, I mean... So he's equal now with the most world championships with Schumacher, is that right? I think so. They both got 7, so he's going to be the outright best of all time next season, and he's still only about 25. So
yep, it's incredible,
isn't it? Wow. Yeah. Just a quick one. I don't know if you put this on your Win TV news during the week, but a little bit of country cricket, okay, here's a good yarn for you. Clive Rose, former Tassie Tigers and Hurricanes player, played a guest game of T20 during the week, a night game in the Burnie Cricket League, playing for Yolla against Smithton. And Rosie teed off and got 94 off about 50 balls to win the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Hey? Very nice.
Bit of cash on the side for DJ Rosé. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, mate. Thanks for that. We'll catch you on Win TV tonight from 6.
Thanks, Darren.